Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of issues, etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support, equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Boy, am I glad I remembered just about 5 minutes ago that we have Issues Etc. Blog of the Week coming up, and was very quickly able to pick a blog. Actually, picked a great one, and didn't have to look too hard. I hope Jeff picked his, because this one kind of crept up on me. Of course, All Friday, as I said at the beginning of the program, All Friday crept up on me. At the end of every first hour of Friday, we always pick our Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, and we're reading your blog if you have the Issues Etc. widget. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll find it there. Let us know that your blog exists and that you have the widget. Talk back at issuesetc.org, and we'll start considering your blog as one of the blogs of the week.
My pick this week is a blog called Lutheran Jargon by Paul Whitmore. It's a blog post titled The Prosperity Church Versus a Confessional Church. This is the true difference between a prosperity gospel church and a confessional Lutheran church, as I observe today. In the hour and 10 minutes I was at Paula White's church in Florida, she's a prominent female televangelist, listening to the five praise songs, complete with all the I verses and praise for prosperity, the testimonies of the staff on supernatural favor, the dedication of two infants, the 2 10-minute pleas for money, the 10 minutes of commercials, to part of her July is the month for supernatural favor sermon, and the cult-like personal devotion to her while seeing the children taken out for a separate worship service, all while waiting in vain for anything to really be done, especially regarding the scriptures. In my home church, I would have confessed and been absolved of my sins, sung liturgy taking me back 2,000 years, chanted a psalm, sung the Kyrie, heard at least 3 probably lengthy passages of scripture, sung 4 to 6 hymns, possibly listened to a choir or special music, might have witnessed a baptism or confirmation, listened to law and gospel rightly divided, confessed my faith in the words of the apostles or Nicene Creed, prayed the prayer Jesus taught us, gave my tithes and offerings, prayed for people, places, the sick, the dying, the families of the departed, and other intercessions, been given the body and blood of Jesus and the sacrament of the altar, might have processed in and possibly out with a cross lifted high, might have sung songs with content and a host of other things. What bugs me is that people want to bring the substance of the worship practice of the Prosperity Church into the life of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, praise bands, contemporary worship, etc. How long before heretical and horrid theology makes its way in? As for me, I'll take a confessional and liturgical congregation any day of the week. Are there bad examples out there? Sure. But you're given a solid foundation from which to work, and with that foundation, it's harder to go astray. It's time to restore the foundation of liturgical worship as the norm in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's time to end contemporary worship and the potential loss of Lutheran identity. My pick for Blog of the Week, Lutheran Jargon by Paul Whitmore.
All right, my pick comes from, and actually I have ulterior motives, I usually do, in picking my Blog of the Week. This one comes from a blog that is called Epistles from Exile. The blogger is Alan Kornacki. He was a guest recently, I think, on the program, one of our pastor's roundtables. He wrote a blog post called That They May Know the Truth, and he's talking about how he wants to educate the congregation he has been newly called to, I think St. Peter's, Campbell Hill, Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. And the picture says it all. He has a picture there of the Lutheran Confessions, the Lutheran Service Book, that would be the latest hymnal, and Luther's Small Catechism. Great resources. You will never need more than that to educate a congregation and to keep them steadfast in God's word. I'm convinced of this. And alongside those three, right below them, he actually has an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. It's nice to be included in that company. So I picked his blog pick not only because he has a good pastoral plan for educating and catechizing his people throughout his time there, but he also was kind enough to include an auspicious, is that auspicious? Austere? No, auspicious company. Issues Etc. And you can see the picture for yourself. I will have a link to my and Jeff's picks at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Now, when we come back, it's hour two of Issues, Etc. We're going to spend the first part of that hour with Dr. Harold Sinkbeil. He's Executive Director for Spiritual Care for Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. And we're going to talk with him about something he knows very well, that is pastoral burnout. There's actually a story from the New York Times, dated August 1st, taking a break from the Lord's work, all about pastoral burnout. Pastors that go, 18 years without a vacation? This is something that is real. It is, and sometimes it's actually a real source of guilt for pastors when they start to feel burnt out in doing the things that God has called them to do. We'll talk about pastoral burnout. Dr. Harold Sinkbeil will be our guest in hour two. Then we'll play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.